Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says government is closely monitoring prices of 54 products to ensure benefits of revised GST are reaching consumers. ISRO's Chandrayaan 2 detects first ever impact of solar eruption on Moon. India develops first indigenous antibiotic, also achieves breakthrough in gene therapy. Central Railway operating more than 1,700 special trains for various destinations in North India during festive season. Holy city of Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh to celebrate Deepotsav this evening. And in men's cricket, India to take on hosts Australia in first ODI of three-match series in Perth today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the prices of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching the end consumers. She said the next-gen GST benefits have been fully passed on across all 54 items. She was addressing the joint press conference on GST Bachat Utsav in New Delhi yesterday, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal.
Item by item, I'm here to tell you that which is weighted average of the reduction which should have gone to the consumer is going, and more is also being passed on. So there is a remarkable impact of this set of new GST rate reductions that have happened, and every item that I've monitored which is of relevance for the day-to-day life of common citizens, the benefit has been passed on to the consumers.
Speaking on this occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said record sale has been witnessed in this year's Navratri festival. He said there has been a 25% increase in the sale of electronics in this year Navratri season in comparison to sales recorded in the previous Navratri festival.
Natural way mein consumption har saal badhta hai as income grows, as country grows. Because of the GST reforms, consumption will be significantly increasing, and quite likely, it's very likely that the consumption will increase more than 10% this year, which means kareeb 20 lakh crore rupaye ka extra consumption hone ki puri sambhavna hai.
On GST Bachat Utsav, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said vehicle sales have surged during Navratri season and the electronic sector has also broken all records. He said amid such a volatile global scenario, the pace of the country's growth is so strong that even the International Monetary Fund had to revise its forecast for the country's growth to 6.6%.
International Monetary Fund, IMF ke.
Amid such a volatile global scenario, the pace of country's growth is so strong that even the International Monetary Fund had to revise its forecast for country's growth to 6.6%. The GST reforms are a double dhamaka of relief and prosperity for every household.
Vastav mein double dhamaka ke saath, Mananiya Nirmala ji ne is varsh Maa Lakshmi ko hum sab ke gharon mein aamantran kiya hai.
The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report highlighting the impact of GST reforms in strengthening the country's electronics sector.
The next generation GST reforms are providing a significant boost to India's electronics sector by making products more affordable for every household. The tax rates on home appliances such as air conditioners, dishwashers and televisions have been reduced from 28% to 18%. This step is making these appliances more affordable for the citizens as well as helping domestic producers in the expansion of their market size. Similarly, the government has brought down the tax rates on monitors and projectors to 18% from the earlier 28% slab. The move is not only benefiting consumers but also supporting the startup ecosystem in the country. Talking to Akashvani News, Aarti Gupta, a customer from Delhi, has hailed the decision of GST rationalization by the government just before the festive season.
This is a wonderful decision by the government to reduce GST rates just before Dhanteras and Diwali. It will surely help in boosting the sales of electronic items.
The new new GST reforms on electronic goods is increasing demand of these products and strengthening electronic manufacturing in the country. With Aditya, Drishti Punyani, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Beneficiaries have expressed happiness that reduction in GST rates has resulted in a wide range of products going cheaper for consumers.
Namaste, myself M.B. Gargi. Recently, GST on many essential daily need items has been reduced. This change has really helped the people, especially in the rural areas of Sikkim.
I'm B. Narayan Swamy, retired ICR scientist. I got a benefit from GST rate cuts. Earlier, I was paying 96,800 as a premium of my LIC. Now, I paid only 94,000. 100 rupees.
GST reduction has made my shopping experience this Diwali time more colorful and delightful. Now giving gifts to my dear ones on Diwali and to my friends has become more meaningful.
In a landmark scientific breakthrough, Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has announced that its lunar orbiter Chandrayaan 2 has made the first ever observation of the effects of the coronal mass ejections, CMEs, from the Sun on the Moon using its onboard scientific instrument. ISRO has said that this observation would help understand the lunar exosphere, the thin atmosphere of the Moon, and the impact of space weather on its surface. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh informed that India has developed its first indigenously discovered antibiotic, nafitromycin, marking a significant milestone in the country's pursuit of self-reliance in the pharmaceutical and biotechnology sectors. Dr. Singh said this antibiotic is effective against resistant respiratory infections, particularly beneficial for cancer patients and those with poorly controlled diabetes. The minister was speaking after inaugurating a 3-day medical workshop in New Delhi yesterday. He also highlighted another major scientific achievement, a successful indigenous clinical trial for gene therapy in the treatment of hemophilia. Supported by the Department of Biotechnology, the trial was conducted at Christian Medical College in Vellore, Tamil Nadu. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Bihar, the rift among the constituent parties of the Grand Alliance has widened ahead of the assembly elections. The Congress has urged RJD leader and Mahagathbandhan Election Coordination Committee chairman Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to resolve the ongoing deadlock. Reflecting the ongoing confusion and internal tussle, the Grand Alliance failed to announce its seat-sharing arrangement, even as nominations closed on Friday for the first phase of the two-phase assembly elections in the state. More from our correspondent.
Due to the dispute, the RJD, Congress and left parties are contesting against each other in Bihar Assembly elections. The Communist Party of India, CPI, has fielded candidates in Rosara, Rajapakar and Bihar Sharif constituencies against Congress. In Rajgir Assembly constituency, the CPI-ML has given ticket to a candidate against the Congress nominee. Similarly, on the Bachwada seat of Begusarai, Congress has fielded a candidate against the CPI's nominee. The RJD has also put up its candidates against Congress in Vaisali and Lalganj constituencies. The RJD has given space to the Indian Inclusive Party as the seventh partner in the Grand Alliance. However, the internal dissent has grown within the Congress as well. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Central Railway is operating more than 1,700 special trains for various destinations in North India, including Bihar and Uttar Pradesh, during the festive season. The move aims at ensuring smooth and comfortable travel for devotees and passengers during Diwali and Chhath Puja.
Central Railway has planned 1,700 plus trains, primarily from Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus, Lokmanya Tilak Terminus and Pune stations. More than 800 trains have been planned for destinations towards Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Northeastern states. These trains have been plying from 22nd of September and will continue till 30th of November. The largest number of trains have been planned from 10th of September to 15th of November.
In Uttar Pradesh, the stage is set for the 9th edition of the annual Deepotsav festival in the holy city of Ayodhya this evening, marking the divine homecoming of Lord Shri Ram. More from our correspondent.
The Uttar Pradesh government will aim to create a new world record by lighting 26,11,101 lamps today. A total of 28 lakh lamps have been arranged at the 56 ghats of Holi Saryu by the 33,000 volunteers to make a new world record. This year, 2100 Vedacharyas will also set another world record by performing a grand arati from Lakshman Kila Ghat to Naya Ghat. Apart from that, 1100 indigenous drones will display Ramayan scenes in the skies over Ayodhya, and a 3D holographic laser show will make this experience unique. A special procession will also be held during the festival, showcasing tableau based on the 7 chapters of the Ramayana. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Moving on to the world of sports, in men's cricket, India will take on hosts Australia in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Perth today. The match is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time. We have a report.
The series marks a new chapter for India in the 50-over format as Shubman Gill takes charge as the new ODI captain, replacing Rohit Sharma. Fans are excited to see the return of star players Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli, who will be playing their first ODI since winning the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai earlier this year. India will be looking to start the series with a strong win. On the other hand, Australia has struggled in the 50-over format this year, including a 2-1 series loss to South Africa. They also suffered defeat against India in the semi-final of the 2025 ICC Champions Trophy. On to Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face England at the Holkar Stadium in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today at 3 p.m. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, the women in blue will be aiming to bounce back after 2 consecutive defeats. India currently sit 4th on the points table, just below England, who occupy the 3rd spot. And some news from off the field. The global cricket community is in mourning following the tragic deaths of 3 young Afghan cricketers in a recent Pakistani airstrike in Afghanistan. The ICC and BCCI have strongly condemned, saying the act of violence has robbed families, communities and the cricketing world of 3 bright talents whose only ambition was to play the sport they loved. In response to the tragedy, the Afghanistan Cricket Board has withdrawn from T20 ITRI series involving Pakistan next month. And finally, in hockey, India won a silver medal after losing narrowly to Australia 2-1 in the final of Sultan of Johor Cup 2025 in Malaysia yesterday. The result handed India their 5th runners-up finish at the tournament. With Mayur Jain, this is Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe and Lakshadweep over the next 2 days. According to the weather agency, heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. Hindustan Times carries a photograph of 3 union ministers, Nirmala Sitharaman, Piyush Goyal and Ashwini Vaishnav, addressing a joint press conference with a quote in the headline, GST cuts have set off virtuous cycle of growth. The sale of gold and silver, especially for coins and bars for investment, touched a record high of 60,000 crore rupees despite their high prices, writes Financial Express. The Asian Age and other dailies have quoted Defence Minister Rajnath Singh on their front pages as saying that every inch of Pakistan is within BrahMos range. Operation Sindoor was just a trailer. Now BrahMos can reach all of Pakistan is the top headline in the Indian Express. And finally, Afghanistan has exited the Tri-Nation T20 International Series in Pakistan after 3 local cricketers were killed in Pakistan strikes, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says government is closely monitoring prices of 54 products to ensure benefits of revised GST are reaching consumers. ISRO's Chandrayaan 2 detects first ever impact of solar eruption on Moon. India develops first indigenous antibiotic, also achieves breakthrough in gene therapy. Central Railway operating more than 1,700 special trains for various destinations in North India during festive season. Holy city of Ayodhya and Uttar Pradesh to celebrate the Deepotsav this evening. And in men's cricket, India to take on hosts Australia in first ODI of 3-match series in Perth today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.